This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Elon Musk in California this week took a breather, shifting gears away from his Tesla and SpaceX enterprises for a moment to talk about his latest big idea. Tunnels. Not just any tunnels, tunnels of the future. It's a big part of his boring company's plan to save you from what he calls soul-destroying traffic. Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins experienced it firsthand. We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. The Journal learns that Pinterest is actively preparing for an IPO that could come as soon as April. This is the latest in a line of tech companies ramping up plans to go public. Pinterest told bankers it could achieve a valuation in the public market at or in excess of $12 billion, the level at which it most recently raised funding. In September, Pinterest surpassed more than 250 monthly active users, ones that visit the site to browse through billions of images on topics ranging from living room furniture to dinner recipes and tattoos. The company generates revenue from ads scattered across its site. Should Pinterest move forward with an IPO in the first half of 2019, it would join a gaggle of highly valued startups like Uber and Lyft that have stayed private for years and are now gearing up for debuts next year. Speaking of Uber, a UK court upholds a ruling granting Uber drivers worker rights. Uber plans to appeal the decision, which would likely boost the company's labor costs if upheld. A British court on Wednesday confirmed lower court decisions granting the drivers a specific type of employment status that grants benefits such as paid vacations and a minimum wage. The Wall Street Journal's Sam Schechner has the latest at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. And beware of the big tech backlash, because apparently this was the year when big tech companies were humbled, their reputations tarnished, and their share prices clobbered by a tidal wave of political outrage over such things as misinformation, censorship, and data abuse. That's according to the Wall Street Journal's Greg Ipp, and he says that this public airing of dirty laundry may be necessary and even gratifying, but it may also go too far. He writes more about the backlash slated for big tech, which involves various issues such as overreaction to content, privacy abuses, and the overlooked problem of a lack of competition. Coming up, inside Elon Musk's tunnel to alleviate the masses from soul-destroying traffic, the tunnels of the future, after this. This week, tech entrepreneur Elon Musk held a glitzy event staged across the street from the headquarters of his rocket company, SpaceX. And here at this event in Southern California, he outlined plans for his latest big creation, one life-changing underground tunnel. Let's get more. Joining us from our San Francisco bureau is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
So this was, this is all anyone's really talking about, this big event on Tuesday where Elon Musk demonstrated his big vision. This is all part of a system we've actually talked about previously on the podcast called Loop, this high-speed travel system underground. How does it all come together at this big event on Tuesday that you were at, in which Elon Musk did this very elaborate unveiling of this tunnel experience? I'd love for you to walk us through it.
Well, it definitely was not a boring event.
Okay.
It was definitely a party and an opportunity for Elon Musk to show kind of steps in his newest vision for reducing traffic congestion. And so what he has done is dug about a mile-long tunnel, suburb of Los Angeles, to kind of begin to show and demonstrate how his network of tunnels that would allow high-speed vehicles to travel around might work. And so what he's done is he's essentially retrofitted a Tesla Model X with some special wheels that run along the side of the car against curbs within the tunnel to keep it going straight. And then the electric vehicle powers itself and takes it through this tunnel. And so I had an opportunity to try it out. And what happened was I got into the Model X. We drove around the Hawthorne Municipal Airport, go to a side street, go down an alleyway, and come to a fence that's closed with some security guards. They open the fence, and lo and behold, Elon's new company, the Boring Company, has set up basically a station to enter the tunnel. And we drive onto a giant metal circle that has a rectangle in the middle. That rectangle is an elevator. We park on that rectangle.
Wow.
It lowers, slowly lowers into the pit, going down about 40 feet, the mouth of a tunnel. The tunnel is a little taller than the SUV. It is painted white. I can see into the tunnel only so far because it curves. There at the mouth of the tunnel is red neon lights signaling not to go. On the roof of the tunnel, into the, as far as I can see, is another neon light casting this kind of futuristic glow off the white walls. We sit there for a moment. We get the all clear that it's safe to enter. We enter the tunnel. The lights go green. We get in, and the driver engages and hits the accelerator of the Model X, and we take off. And it's just like being in a Model X, which has very quick 0 to 60 speed, and we got up to 30, 40 miles per hour. This tunnel is just whizzing by us, and it's, you know, it's a wild ride, and it's also very bumpy. And so the way it works is essentially the tires of the car are on a track, and as I mentioned, it's being held in place by these side wheels, so it's kind of bumping between the curbs, and it's like a really wild boat ride as we just kind of hum through this tunnel at, you know, a reasonable speed. As we start to round the final corner towards the end of the tunnel, we emerge to the light of day, and people with cameras taking pictures of us, and it was over.
Sounds like a very involved, interesting experience. That's one way to showcase his new idea.
We even had Wi-Fi and a cell signal
of
underneath
course.
There.
This sounds incredibly ambitious, obviously, and Elon Musk thinks that this is quite doable. How so? What is his outline for this? How does he see this playing out? What does he have to say about everything that goes into this?
Well, there was a lot of showmanship, but we don't have a lot of details exactly. We don't really have a detailed business plan. Essentially, the guts of it all is Elon Musk's belief that digging tunnels right now is very expensive and it should be cheaper and faster. He points to statistics that show that digging a tunnel for a subway tends to be more than $1 billion a mile. And you can look around major projects around the U.S. and see that. And what he wants to do is make the process more efficient, more automated, and just quicker. And so this is what this first tunnel was about, was trying to figure out where there were elements of improvement. They went out and bought some boring equipment. They made iterations to it. They've learned some things. They are working on their own boring equipment that they say ultimately could be 15 times faster than the current system out there, the fastest system out there. And he sees that as a way to make tunneling more affordable, and then the arguments for why tunneling, in his mind, is such a good solution for traffic is that he argues you can essentially build as many tunnels downward as you would need. If there's increased demand, you can just build more tunnels on top of tunnels on top of tunnels. And that's you know, kind of essentially what his vision is of all this. And part of this tunnel, I mean, the diameter of it's not very large. It's large enough for this car to travel through. And he says that's part of the way he can save some money is that put in these electric vehicles, give them some autonomous software that would allow them to drive in the tunnels, and you would have, essentially much cheaper than a larger tunnel.
But what about all the concerns that go with, you know, how this might disrupt the day-to-day? I'm sure people are already raising concerns, as they're known to do. What kinds of things are you hearing about?
Anybody that has paid attention to large public works projects over the years knows that these things are complicated and they're timely, and the costs tend to spiral much larger than they initially thought. So those who are perhaps skeptical of what Elon Musk is talking about would point to all of those things, and they are challenges. We've seen just initially, as the Boring Company has taken this idea to some city councils in the LA area, some pushback, some tough questions, some perhaps resistance from local residents in some of the areas concerned about, you know, what this would bring. That said, Elon Musk and his executives say they're getting lots of interest from cities across the country that see this as a potential way to address some of their local needs.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.